What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by Moore Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy, and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Hello, my name is Mark Moore, and I'm here with my wife, Kathy Moore.
Hello.
Kathy used to be Thompson Moore, so I changed her to a Moore from a Thompson years ago. So
a long time ago.
Yeah. So anyway, we've been married for some time now. We've worked together. Actually, Kathy started working with us before we were married, just temporarily.
I was engaged.
Yeah, I definitely needed the help, right? Mm-hmm. Kathy's been there to help me all along the way, so I appreciate her very much for doing that.
Thank you.
Today we're talking about how we can save some money on insurance. I mean, this is one of your big expenses that you've got. I just started thinking about things that happened just this week, things that we've dealt with. And I had a question that we've been asking people on their renewals. How do you use your vehicle? And what I got to thinking about is that a lot of people may have the wrong rating on their vehicle. Perhaps you've retired now. We had actually one of our really good employees just retired, Kathy Hunter. I appreciate her very much. She's in Blue Ridge, and she worked with us ever since we purchased the agency back in 2019. What used to be the prior owner, prior business was Thomas Insurance, and we took over in 19. And Kathy came along with the deal when we bought the agency, and she's retired.
So one
way she could save money on her insurance, we just actually remind her of this, is she's not driving to the work anymore. She's going to be driving
she's
now.
Not working or commuting or going to school. Yeah.
So she's pleasure. And so if you are looking at your auto insurance, you have different ratings on your auto insurance, different uses for your vehicle. So you may have driving it for drive to school or work, less than 10 miles, or drive to school to work over 10 miles. There's also a business rating. There's a farm rating. And there's a pleasure rating. So if you're someone who has recently retired, or maybe you work from home now, maybe you, I guess you call it telecommute, you would be able to get a rating for a pleasure. And that's going to be cheaper than having to pay for a drive to work. It's a cheaper way to insure your vehicle. So
we have less exposure if you're not driving all the time, too.
Because you're at home.
You're at home, yes.
You know, one lady, I'm going to check her insurance. I sent her a questionnaire. She told me she works from home and she's doing medical billing. I don't know exactly what that is. She's coding medical billing.
It's just data entry.
You know more about it than I do because you were in the medical field prior to being
insurance.
And
she does billing, like billing the insurance, billing for the hospital. Yes.
So she's sitting behind a computer working at her house. Well, she's not driving to work. And so I'm going to verify that she is in a pleasure class because she doesn't need to be paying extra premiums for driving to work when she's not.
Right.
Conversely, you may end up wanting to make sure your vehicle's classed properly. Like Kathy and I, our vehicles are classed in a business use. Kathy and I go out and see customers. Kathy and I drive between offices. We're out and about
all the time.
That's going to be a higher rate than what it would be for a pleasure farm or
right,
drive
to work. We're on the roads a lot. We're driving a lot.
So that would be a situation that would cost somebody more money, but you would be classified properly.
Yes. Plus, if you actually work for an actual business and they provide a company car, that might be something else we need to be aware of as well.
We would definitely know that because that's called a company furnished vehicle.
Exactly.
And your insurance policy will not cover you for a company furnished vehicle unless you buy a special endorsement or special coverage for that situation. But maybe you work at the EMC and you drive a truck, and or maybe you have provided a company car for your business that needs to be addressed on your insurance policy as well.
Right.
But as far as saving money, just here will be the takeaway from this is look how your vehicle is classed. If you're retired now or working from home, then make sure that you have a pleasure rating on your vehicle that will save you money.
Right.
Other ways to save money in this terrible market now, we're seeing 20% rate increases. We're seeing companies are losing money, and they're raising rates constantly. One way to save money is to increase your deductible.
What we always say is the higher deductible, lower your premium. So if you don't have a claim, why pay extra money a month if you can actually, you know, if you can have a $100,000 deductible versus a $500 deductible, it will save you some money, not tons, but some over the years. If you don't have any claims, you're just paying less money for that. Also, multi-policy discount. If you have other policies, you want to make sure you have all different policies together with the same company, because a lot of them give a multi-policy discount.
That's good that you were saying that, Kathy, because I was thinking the same thing. Mm-hmm. It's one of the topics here about saving money. We do believe that most of the time, maybe 90% or higher, you're better off to have your auto insurance with the same company that's insuring your home. That way you're getting a multi-policy discount. And from our experience, you have a lot less chance of getting your insurance canceled if they've got more than one line.
And plus, you also like to do an umbrella, because you have your home and auto with one carrier. You can do the umbrella with them wherever your home is, your primary home, then you have the umbrella as well. And some companies will give you a discount if you have the umbrella on the other policies as well. Not all carriers, but some of them do.
Yeah, one company, and this is Auto Owners, they give a discount for having a home auto umbrella.
Yes.
And I've seen the situations
life.
Where the it doesn't pay for all the umbrella, but it ends up saving enough money to where your umbrella, instead of paying, I don't know, of course the umbrella price has gone up, but you may end up paying just maybe $100 for an umbrella.
Right.
Because it's not as much, you're saving enough money on your other policies to offset mm-hmm. the cost of the umbrella. And that's a good way to save money as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, Kate and I talked the other day. We were just kind of talking, not that we talk about insurance all the time.
Well, we do.
But we try not to, because we're married and it's not very fun marriage if you're just talking about insurance all the time. So we have rules about when we talk about it. We try to go home and not talk about it, you know.
It's hard.
But we were talking about, you know, what we would think about, you know, how much money would we want to have to spend before we turn in a claim. And
mm-hmm.
we kind of settled on, like, you know, if it was over, if it's under like $5,000, we probably wouldn't turn in a claim.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes sense for us to have a higher deductible on our homeowner's policy, because we don't want to turn in a claim anyway. And what you do is you get that savings there on your premium. Also, when you turn in claims, you have a chance of losing discounts, like claims free discount, or also you may have, if you turn in too many claims, you may get canceled.
Non-renewed,
and then you got to find an alternative policy, and it's your premiums will go up, because now we've got to find a policy, a company that's going to take you, and it's kind of a black, what would you say, it's a red flag, basically,
mm-hmm.
if you've got a cancellation and
or a non-renewal.
I think you're going to pay more money. I mean,
right.
It's just if you're coming off a cancellation and finding a replacement policy, you can bet you're paying more money, especially if you have to go out to what's called a broker.
Right.
So you want to use your insurance for a catastrophe,
right.
And it's good to have money saved in an emergency fund where you can, you know, pay for what, you know, have somebody set up to pay for claims that's maybe under your deductible, obviously.
Right. The other way to save money is to do EFT. That way you can actually have it either drafted out of your bank account or your debit card. I like to do it out of your bank account, because your debit card will always expire at some point, and then you have to fix everything you have on auto pay or auto EFT. That also saves you money. Or if you can pay for premium in full, some carriers will give you a paid in full discount, which is pretty substantial and which is very helpful if you can do that as well. But the EFT, I think, is a really good option, especially with how the mail is going here in Georgia. Not getting bills, or, you know, that keeps it, it's on the carrier to actually the company to draft your account. So you never would have a problem with a cancellation if they don't draft it. Of course, the only problem you have to worry about is you make sure you have the money in the account, but they give you a notice that they're getting ready to take it out of your account. That, to me, is a really another way to save some money too.
It's huge. And
yes.
We definitely recommend paying your insurance on a bank draft.
Mm-hmm.
And that way, you don't have to worry about your insurance canceling.
Right.
If your power bill is not paid, the EMC comes to your house and turns your power off.
Right.
You can deal with that. If your insurance bill is not paid and you cause a major accident, now you put all your earning potential and assets on the line,
right.
to pay for a liability situation, right. to a third party.
Right. The EFT is an option to do that actually definitely saves you some money, too. You don't have to pay an actual, a lot of the companies make you pay a fee.
Installment fee.
Yeah, so you won't have to pay that installment fee, which also saves you on the amount that you're paying out.
If you're paying monthly, I mean, if it's $5 or $10 a month, I mean, that adds up. I mean, you know, I've always said, my dad always says that pennies and nickels make dollars.
Right.
And if you can save, you know, on any type of thing like that, it's going, it's right. going to add up,
or
especially
even
over a year.
To pay, if you're actually mailing it directly to the company, too, some of the companies actually have availability to pay your payment on their website. You can set it up to do it that way if you want to. They're not having to pay the postage either. So
that's right. Okay, so we're ready to take a break here, and we're talking about how can I save money on my insurance. And my name is Mark Moore, and my wife Kathy Moore, and we are broadcasting on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with Moore Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark Moore, and we want to let you know where our locations are. We have five locations. Three of them are called Moore Insurance Services, Inc. They are located in Blairsville, Georgia, there, right across the street from Home Depot and next to the post office. We are in the South State Bank building. We're not part of the bank, but we have our separate wing of the bank that we're there. So come by and see us there in Blairsville for your insurance needs. Our second location is located in Hiawassee, Georgia at 150 South Main Street, Suite C. We're in the Town Trace building there next to the hospital in the Red Brick building. Come by and see us there in Hiawassee. And our last location for Moore Insurance Services, Inc. is located in Hayesville, North Carolina at 157 Highway 64 West. We're next to United Community Bank there in Hayesville. That's our main hub, so you can come by and see us there for your insurance needs in Hayesville. Our other location is called Mountain Insurance. It's a division of Moore Insurance located in Murphy, North Carolina. It's also on Highway 64, past Arby's and So Good Restaurant there on the left. So come by and see us in our office there in Murphy, North Carolina. Our last location is located in Blue Ridge, Georgia. It's called Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. It's also another division of Moore Insurance. We're located between the United Community Bank and Burger King there in Blue Ridge, so come by and see us there. Also, you can check us out on our website at www.moore-insurance.com. You can like us on Facebook, and you can get to all of our other all of our locations on our website. Plus, also you can view or hear all these podcasts. So check us out there, and we'd love to help you with all your insurance needs.
Okay, that sounds like a good commercial. Good job.
Thank you.
So today we're talking about, you know, the insurance premiums are going up drastically.
Especially in Georgia.
And how can we save money? And we talked about, you know, raising your deductible. We talked about having your home and auto with the same company to get a multi-policy discount, normally 10%. We talked about not turning in small claims that ultimately you end up paying more money in the long run for.
Yes.
We have one example. I was looking down a policy in Blue Ridge that we have a really good customer insured. He's paying $17,000 a year for his auto policy. Now, he's got multiple vehicles.
He's got a lot of vehicles.
He's got a lot of stuff to insure. But I got looking, and we don't insure his home. So right off the bat, if we insure his home, it's going to be a 10% discount on his auto policy. So he'd be saving $1,700 a year on his auto by just having his homeowners with us. And chances are we're going to save money on his home as well, because we have a very good competitive rate, and also he's going to save 10% by getting an auto discount on his home. If we throw in an umbrella and a life policy, we'll probably end up saving him potentially over $2,000 or $3,000 a year. So that's a good way to, you know, just an example of a real world example that we're dealing with right now, where we can save somebody a significant amount of money and improve their coverage at the same time, which is a win-win-win for everybody right across the board. Another way to save money on your insurance is shop. You know, look, you know, be a good shopper. But you also don't want to skimp on your coverages, because the ultimate way to save money on your insurance is have the right coverage in place when the accident happens. Nobody, or a claim happens for that matter, nobody asks what the insurance premium is once their house is burned. And I'll tell you, Kathy, we've had three houses this year that we insured to burn to the ground.
Yes.
And so it does happen to people. I mean, that's three people have lost their homes this year.
One was lightning.
I think they were all lightning,
yeah,
as a matter of fact.
Yeah, absolutely.
One of them happened in a tornado. We had a tornado hit over in Peachtree, and it caused a fire. Another one was a lightning claim. And this is something that does happen, and you're going to be out a lot of money and you want to make sure you've got the right coverage when the claim does happen.
Yeah, you don't ever want to find out that you don't have the right coverage either when there's a claim. So you just definitely make sure you're involved in your renewals, and make sure you communicate with your agent regarding any type of betterments or improvements you've done on your house, because it's we don't want to have you guys insured incorrectly. Make sure you communicate, because we don't know if you've built on or, you know, added on to your home or did a new deck or did a garage or something like that. You want to make sure that you're communicating so that it's insured properly.
And we want to have the right type of policy on whatever you have.
Right.
And that we had one just, you know, we'll talk about later or not, but we had one just recently where the question arose after the house burned about how we had insured the house, because mm-hmm. it was a house under construction,
mm-hmm.
and it kind of launched an investigation about, we were looking about, I guess they had turned over to our legal counsel to make sure it was properly insured. Ultimately, it was. Mm-hmm. And we had the documentation in place in our agency where we had presented the account to the insurance carrier, and it was a Lloyd's of London type of situation.
It was a brokered policy, yeah. Because the standard market wouldn't take it, so we had to go to a broker. So when we go to that broker, they actually have to quote it for us. We communicate and give them all the information. So we had communicate it correctly, and we did our job, and it's going to turn out just fine because of that.
Yeah, but it was one of those things where
it's not fine that her house burnt, but it's fine that she's going to get it replaced properly.
Yeah, it was something you make sure you get the right one. If we insured that house as a homeowner's policy, and they came out there and found that it was vacant, or if it was under construction, or I mean, they can actually deny the claim, and that would be very scary.
That's a very important point. A lot of people are, you know, maybe it was your primary home, maybe you're renting it now, maybe you're using a secondary or a seasonal home. When you change how you're doing, like how you're occupying that home, it has to be communicated to us. If you have maybe left it vacant or it's for sale, all that's very important to the carrier and the company, because the exposure changes and you can lose coverage on a policy if it's not communicated to us. We want to make sure that you're insured properly, but you've got to let us know what you're doing, because you don't want to find out when a claim that, oh, we don't have coverage for, you know, vandalism or something like that, because you've not been in the home for over 90 days. So
perhaps maybe the pipes freeze and rupture and burst. You know?
Right.
So I think that is I mean, it's about saving money. I mean, that's the big ticket. Your premium, it's good to save money. Try to get all the discounts you can.
Right.
But that's the ultimate savings, is when you got the right coverage when your house burns to the ground.
Right. And that's
if you're getting sued by an attorney because you caused an accident.
Right.
That's where you're going to have your life savings on the line potentially as well. So there's two things working here. You know, trying to get a good premium and also have the correct coverage when something does happen.
Right. Absolutely.
And the old adage is you get what you paid for. And if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
Yeah.
I saw an email came through the other day about how you can save money on your auto rates in Georgia. And I'm thinking, okay, you could get for like $200 of every 6 months or something. And I'm thinking, there's just no way. I mean, that's a gimmick. That's a bait and switch. Somebody's trying to take advantage of you. We've seen people, it might be through email. We've actually had people calling up. I think they were from the Philippines. Remember that, Kathy?
Mm-hmm.
And they were saying they were with more insurance, and they were trying to basically scam people. And it's kind of funny that they'd use our business a lot. I mean, it's a little agency. Here we are in West North Carolina, North Georgia, and how they picked up our name from the Philippines, I have no idea. But one of our customers alerted us to that, and they were trying to scam our customers or people in the area, for that matter. So that's why you want to deal with somebody that's a reputable place and you know who you're doing business with, and that's definitely us or other competitors we have in our area, because if you deal with somebody local, then you know who you're dealing with and who your agent is. Can you think of any other discounts? We've talked about probably, you know, if you get an automatic water shelf system.
That
could be 8% discount.
You can also get it if you have an alarm system, that there's also discounts for that. If you're talking about personal auto and you're in Georgia, if your children have taken a defensive driving class, or you as a mature adult have the AARP one, that can save you some money.
A good
student discount or the defensive driving discount. Those are very important if you actually have children in the household, or you're retired and mature, you want to take a defensive driving class, that they have them, the AARP ones, they have them in the area different times of the year. That's helpful to have because you get discounts on your policy for that. The water shut off on your home is very important. The alarm system is very important. Multi-policy discounts. Also, if you get a new roof or something like that, you've got some different discounts for claim-free.
Wonderful idea about the roof, because if you get a new roof, that's a discount.
Yeah, could if you be get a new nice roof, one. You need to let us know that you've replaced your roof. Give us a copy of the receipt, because that would help as well.
Okay, so we'll wrap up the show today. I hope you can save some money out there, because this is a rough market right now with the rates going up. My name is Mark Moore with Kathy Moore, and we're on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.